Texte numéro 134. Young working class people being blocked from creative industries, study finds. Young people from working class backgrounds are being blocked from entering the creative industries, which remain elitist and inaccessible, according to research. A report from the Sutton Trust found stark overrepresentation in the arts for those from the most affluent backgrounds, which it defines as those from upper middle class backgrounds. About 7% of people educated in the UK attend private fee-paying schools. However, 43% of Britain's best-selling classical musicians and 35% of BAFTA-nominated actors are alumni of private schools. Additionally, more than half of classical musicians have attended an art specialist university or conservatoire, and one in four attended the Royal Academy of Music for undergraduate study. These institutions are dominated by students from the most affluent backgrounds. 12% of classical musicians attended Oxford or Cambridge. However, pop stars appear to better reflect the educational backgrounds of the UK population, with only 8% privately educated and 20% university educated, both close to the national averages. The report said there are clear class inequalities in creative higher education and the creative workforce, with high-profile creative figures in fields like television more likely to have attended private school and university than the population overall. The Trust called for a range of measures to improve access to the arts. These included introducing an arts premium so schools could pay for arts opportunities such as music lessons, and ensuring that conservatoires and creative arts institutions that received state funding were banned for charging for auditions. The Trust, which champions social mobility from birth to the workplace, added that the wider value of creative degrees should be taken into account when making funding and policy decisions for the higher education sector. It said measuring the quality of creative degree programmes on graduate earnings alone did not take into account the nature of the sector, with its prevalence of freelance work and unpaid internships. Nick Harrison, the chief executive of the Trust, said, "It's a tragedy that young people from working class backgrounds are the least likely to study creative arts degrees or break into creative professions. These sectors bear the hallmarks of being elitist. Those from upper middle class backgrounds and the privately educated are significantly overrepresented." Harrison said Britain's creative sector was admired around the world, but no young person should be held back from reaching their full potential or from pursuing their interests and dream career due to their socio-economic background. He said it was essential that action is taken to ensure access to high-quality creative education in schools and to tackle financial barriers to accessing creative courses and workplace opportunities. Adapted from The Guardian, November 2024.